Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Juan Bell. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Kevin Reamer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dickey Thon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Thomas Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. And now, play ball. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Yount moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Hamilton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is hit by the pitch. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Fermin applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Hamilton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reamer is 0-for-1 in the game. Reamer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-1 in the game. Thon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reamer moves to second. Matt Young now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Reamer moves to third. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reamer scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman strikes out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears strikes out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reamer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reamer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spears. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lofton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirby hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Reamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reamer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reamer strikes out. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thon hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nilsson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nilsson. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Jeff Treadway pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Jeff Treadway. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Brewers. Glenallan Hill pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Carlos Martinez now playing third base. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Jesse Livas now catching. Derek Lilliquist now pitching. William S. William Suero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spears bunts towards the mound. Lilliquist fields it and throws to first for the out. Suero moves to second. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Lilliquist fields it and throws to first for the out. Suero moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Kamak now catching. John Jaha now playing first base. B.J. Serhoff now playing third base. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirby strikes out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Doug Henry now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.